I know a place where you can
It's been a while, Isaac, hasn't it? What has it been, like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that?
It's been quite some time, and it's been quite a busy time.
Oh, yes. Incredibly busy. But, you know, you can't keep us from coming back. You know, we're always going to be back in the saddle at one point or another. And here we are, back to talk about some more songs that we liked in middle school as two guys born in 1997.
I got a pretty good one for today. I honestly don't think I've listened to it since like middle school.
Ooh.
So it's like pristine condition.
used very good. Like you only once.
It's the mosquito though it has been preserved in amber. thus preserving the dinosaur DNA.
I think my pick is a little bit more on the nose. I think it's been on my mind since we started the podcast. It's one of those, I think it's maybe in like the top 10 middle school songs that teleport me back. So I'm excited to check it out for sure. I mean, it's the name of the game.
Yeah. I think you'll know mine, not by name, but like by, you'll recognize the music, but I'm not quite sure.
Ooh, interesting. Potential mystery.
But we'll see. We'll see.
We shall see. Well, I mean, we could just dive right into the music, I suppose. You know, that's something we could do, hypothetically. But I also know for a fact that there's no way we are going to do that. Because first, what we need to do is touch base a little bit. And I'd love if you could just tell me a little bit about your day.
My day was good. We got two new people in the office on Monday. And I was kind of like chatting with them today. One of them, he was kind of funny. Because I think I like helped interview him over the summer, and then he saw me on Monday and was like, I was like talking to him a little bit. He was like, "Oh, you're Isaac, right?" I was like, "Yeah, yeah." He was like, "Wow, you look a lot older than you did this summer." I was like, "Oh, thank you."
It's the beard, man.
Yeah, I think he meant the beard, but it's, I don't know. That's not, I don't know.
Your hair's doing a cool thing right now too. I like the hair. I feel like it's a little longer than it usually is or something.
Yeah, it's because I showered and then like I wasn't gonna see anyone after showering because I'm just in my apartment, so I didn't like do anything to pat it down.
Mm-hmm. It looks good. You should do it like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it looks
more
kinda
often.
Cool. I feel it's like it's kinda 80s, kinda 70s or
80s. Yeah, it's kinda funky fresh. It looks like you blow dried it or something. It's got a little bit of lift to it. I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, my day was pretty slow. Working from home in the Brooklyn apartment, which is huge. We've officially moved to the podcast capital of the world. This is where every good podcaster lives, so glad to be joining the ranks, doing hipster stuff, you know,
is this where they record the daily?
I don't know the answer to that. Probably.
I would say yes.
I would guess. Maybe not Brooklyn, but New York City,
yeah,
for sure.
The general city.
Yeah, I wonder where, like, the Spotify office is. Could go, like, slide a CD with our podcast on it under their door. Just be like, check this out.
Yeah, like, I feel like we should just make CDs and hand them out in Times Square. That always goes over well, right?
Check it out. It's our new podcast.
How about You'll this? Did you see the ball drop on New Year's Eve? Like, did you watch on TV?
No, I didn't watch any ball dropping anything, really.
Okay, well, I'm just saying this because I'm realizing that you're like a legal resident of New York City now. But like, you're the new mayor. Immediately after the ball drop, they swore him in as the new mayor. And everyone that I was with was like, is that... They didn't normally do that, and apparently, because it seems super weird, but apparently he asked to do that.
Oh, he like wanted. It's a little weird.
Yeah, I thought it was a little weird. It's a kind of like a I'm the main character sort of vibe.
Yeah, but right. It's like, oh man, they did this whole ball drop just for my mayor inauguration. Let's go.
Like, yeah.
I don't know, Eric. Maybe, maybe just maybe there was something else going on that was a bit more important. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and then even, I guess, too, we even talked about stuff that I never thought about, but it must be true, where, like, people, to get into Times Square for New Year's Eve, they'll, like, stand in line for, like, all day and bring, like, piss bottles because there's no bathrooms or anything.
Yeah, yeah, you can't, you're not going anywhere. Like, once you're in there, you are standing there until it's over.
Yeah, it just didn't seem worth it to me at all. Like, it's freezing cold because it's in New York City, and you get to be like, ooh, look, I'm, like, 800 feet away from Mariah Carey.
Yeah, it seems it's not something I would ever do. Like, the crowds are just nuts, and it's like just not that interesting, really. I don't know.
I would watch it on TV for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
that's probably the extent of what I would do.
I like to tune in for a little bit and then immediately tune out.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of New Year's, do you have any resolutions that you're working on?
Nope.
No.
Nope, nothing at all.
You're perfect. You already nailed it.
Do you have any resolutions?
I've got a few. I'm trying to get more involved at work, and I think kind of like being a better self advocate is something that I want to do. I also am very bad at taking compliments. I want to take compliments more gracefully and not like immediately deny that they're true whenever anyone says anything nice about me. You know,
that is a tough skill.
It's tough. It's tough. I think there's an art to that, to like not, because you don't want to be too like, yeah, I know, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am amazing. Thanks for reminding me. I was already aware. You know, like, you still got to be humble, but there's a way to be humble and also thankful. And, you know, so those are a couple of mine. Not to get too serious on this silly podcast, but.
I guess one of my goals was to eat healthier oatmeal.
Do you only get the sugar oatmeal?
I only just did Quaker Oats, but I read that you can go even healthier than that. So
really,
I'll spare the details. But for
no, please don't. All right, go. All right, so we're doing a bit of a deep dive here on oatmeal. Can you run me down on like what makes Quaker Oats unhealthy and what the healthier options are?
Well, they're not necessarily unhealthy for you. It's just Quaker Oats is rolled oats where they steam and mm-hmm. roll it, which removes the germ from it. Which has soluble fiber, which is good for you.
Of course.
So what you want to get is steel-cut oats or oat groats, which contain the whole seed. And you have to cook it for a little bit longer, but all in all, you're getting more nutrition out of it.
Sounds worth it to me. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't do that.
The other thing that you want to do, the two things, is you want to get non-GMO oatmeal, not because like a genetically modified thing is bad for you, but if it is GMO, that probably means that they use pesticides to grow it, and then the pesticide residue can be bad for you over time.
Okay, interesting. Well, I mean, this is all really interesting information, and I'm gonna take it to the bank. I mean, I don't eat a lot of oatmeal. I'm not really an oatmeal for breakfast type of guy, but I'm definitely gonna spring for the steel cut next time I'm in the market, because it seems like that's the move.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters. I just figured because I was eating it every day.
Right, right.
Like, I was like, may as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That checks out.
Cool.
All right, yeah. Well, now that riveting segment has been wrapped up and everyone has turned off the podcast, we can move on to the music. Do you know...
I mean, could we add a dietary segment to this?
Nutritional tips.
Yeah.
That's our new segment. All right. I like
you want,
it.
You want steel cut or oat groats? That's the two ones you want.
Oh, man. You want to go first? Do you want me to go first? Do you have a preference?
Yeah, I can go first.
All right. It's all you. Hit me with that song title, boy.
Okay. Title is Knock You Down by Carrie Hilson. I don't actually know. I don't know that person. Can you share your screen?
Yep. Oh, yeah. I listened to this one.
Oh, okay. You know this one?
It came up on the... I was listening to the middle school playlist today to get ready for the episode, and this was...
Is it middle school bangers?
Yeah. It's a great playlist, honestly.
It is, but we might run into problems.
We should...
If we were both using the same playlist for it.
That's true. We should reach out to the guy who made that playlist and see if we can get him on the podcast. That would be incredible.
Wouldn't that be sick?
Because it's like, we've been, hey man, here's this podcast. We've been pulling from your playlist for inspiration. Like, do you want to come on and talk about middle school bangers? You seem to also be born in approximately 1997.
And I feel like that's like a big playlist. So that could be like our opportunity to go to the big leagues.
Yeah, right. That's our golden ticket.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Okay, so we're gonna guess. Well, before we get into it, what made you choose this song? What are your thoughts on it?
So I was kind of like, we haven't done the podcast in a while. We need like a true middle school anthem. I figured this is like Kanye West, Neo, big middle school people, and then the vibe of the song. It almost feels to me like it encompasses like a lot, many different aspects of different types of genres that came out during this time. So I thought it was like a good encyclopedia of middle school music, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's very representative of the vibe. I agree. Let's just give it a play here real quick.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking, whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin. You see the hate that they serving on a platter, so what we gonna have, dessert or disaster?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip.
Okay.
A little bit like, it's like, I feel like that like Kanye thing, there's like, he has a low voice. Very hype with the beats. I feel like she kind of sounds a little bit like Rihanna, almost.
Yeah, yeah. There's Rihanna vibes coming off of this for sure. Gotta say. I mean, no hate to Carrie Hilson, but I have no idea who that is.
I mean, I don't know who she is. It was the sound of the time.
Yeah, for sure. What are we guessing these days?
Or is it just the
BPM?
The BPM. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. I'll bring that up.
Yeah, if you could just pull that up real quick.
Jamie, if you could just look that up right now.
Jamie, have you seen that video of the gorilla fighting the man?
What am I? Yeah, tempo. Okay.
They put the gorilla on steroids, and it's insane. You gotta see this guy. He's jacked.
No, Jamie, that's not the video.
No, Jamie, this is... No, that's not it. That's not it. All right, that's a... Okay.
Nice. Okay. I have it up now.
All right. Let me listen to it a little bit more.
Then you came in and knocked me on my face. Feels like I'm in the rain.
Okay. 90.
That was really far off. It was 155.
So I was close.
Maybe. You were definitely doing halftime for that. I feel like you were thinking the drums were eighths.
Oh, so it's... Okay, so... It's...
But I already won first place.
So that's not quarter notes there?
No, that is quarter notes.
One, two, three, four. I guess. I don't know, man. I don't have very good pitch.
We're rusty because we haven't done this in a while. Okay, that's what the excuse is.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was fishing. I just didn't quite there pull we that go. Out.
You should learn how to accept compliments more gracefully. I feel like that's your biggest flaw.
I appreciate the constructive criticism. I'll definitely work on it. Do you have anything else to say? Should we just listen to it?
No, yeah, we should just listen to it.
All right, let's get into it.
I never thought I'd fall for you as hard as I did. You got me thinking about our life, our house, and kids. Yeah. Every morning I look at you and smile. Before you came around and you knocked me down, knocked me down. Sometimes.
So, like, up until that chorus, I would have no idea what song this is. Like, you mm-hmm. play okay. that, and I'd be like, uh-huh, that, no idea, I've never heard this in my life. But once that that chorus comes in, man. Boom.
This song is pretty hype, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
It's like it's like a chill hype. I don't know if that's even a thing. It seems like a very it's like a laid back hype. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting dynamic.
Agree. And then knocks you down, just get back up when it knocks you down, knocks you down. Sometimes love comes around, and then knocks you down, just get back up when it knocks you down, knocks you down. I never thought I'd him. It's Neo. Alright, so Neo's coming in here, We do love some Neo. What's she singing about? She's getting, like, knocked over by love or something?
Yeah, you love someone, but then they're not into you anymore.
And it knocks you down.
Okay. But you just gotta get back up.
Fair enough. Myself say, y'all go ahead. I think I'm gonna kick it with my girl today. Flying high, till I met this pretty little missile. Shot me out the sky. Get to know I'm crashing. Don't know how it happened, but I know it feels so damn good. Said if I could go back and make it happen. Yeah, these are some dynamite synths. This is the shit that I love from this era. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the real synthy, just like. I wish I had better words to describe it. I should do some research or something.
Yeah, that was a pretty good Neo switch up too.
Yeah, like the switch to like the singing, or yeah. Like the he's kind of walking down the chords here.
Make it past your Caspers so we could finally fly off into NASA. You was always the cheerleader of my dreams. It seemed to only date the head of football teams. And I was the class clown that always kept you laughing. We were never meant to be baby. I want to stop quickly. Did you register the two lines that were pretty hilarious?
I registered the line. Which ones?
The NASA one was... I forget exactly what it was, but it was like fly off like into NASA.
Yeah, I think he says into NASA, like NASA means space.
Yeah. That one was good. Then the other one was like, you were my cheerleader, and it was the only dick that was a football team.
I think what he was saying is you were my cheerleader, but you only got dick from the football team. And he goes on to say, I was the class clown. I wasn't on the football
team. Oh, I thought he was saying his dick was the football team and she was the cheerleader.
We can rewind the tape a little bit here. Let's see. Tell me now, can you make it past your Caspers so we could finally fly off into NASA? You was always the cheerleader of my dreams. It seemed to only date the head of football teams. And now the head of football teams. Cheerleader in my dreams, football teams. Good bar. I don't know what a Caspers is.
It's a ghost?
No, I think it's like a store or something is what I'm getting. But maybe he's referencing the ghost. I don't know. Could be. The class clown that always kept you laughing. We were never meant to be, baby. We just happened. So please don't mess up the trick. Hey, young world. I'm the new Slick Rick. They say I move too quick. But we can't let this moment pass us. Let the hourglass pass right into ashes. Let the wind blow the ash right before my glasses. So I wrote this love letter right before my classes. I could have got his ass. Someone that's only average for advice. OMG. You listen to that, bitch. Woe is me, baby. This is tragic, cause we had it. We
was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. You should leave your boyfriend now.
Say
I'ma
you gotta
ask
take
him.
The good with the bad, happy and the sad.
I gotta say, not one of my favorite Kanye verses. Seems a little phoned in, if I'm being honest. But it
maybe. I kind of just liked he just said a lot of stuff that I got and it, but it maybe seemed a little kind of silly.
Yeah.
Which I feel like in songs like this are like the kind of raps that I like.
Yeah, because he's just popping on for like what? It's like a total of like a minute 20. Like he's just doing a little feature. Say some shit and get out. I like it.
Say some goofy shit. It's sort of like a few Lil Wayne lines and then.
Yeah, just get in there.
Yeah.
Pop off, get out. And I mean, he contributes to the like heartbreak vibe or whatever, you know, he's kind of playing into that. So I think he understood the assignment. I just don't know how well he performed on said assignment, you know?
Yeah. I'm also, how many like Neo Kanye West songs are there?
I don't know if there is another one.
Yeah. I feel like they don't normally perform together, which is why I was kind of like, I mean, again, no one knows who Carrie Hilson is. She kind of just sounds like Rihanna. So it felt like a Rihanna, Neo, Kanye West, like, feature.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, why I was kind of like, this is the encyclopedia of middle school.
Right. No, fair enough. I'm with you. We'll have to check out her her Spotify page once this is...
Yeah.
Once we're done listening, we'll do a little Where Are They Now? Carrie Hilson. Classic. Again, the problem with songs from this era, this song's 5.5 minutes long, bro.
Yeah.
Why? There is no need for that.
Here, so to the song's credit, I think it brought us to 4 minutes pretty gracefully because it felt like all those parts were kind of different from each other and moved along. But I agree with you at this point. I don't know if there's a purpose to listening to it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'll give it a little bit to see if anything interesting happens on the way out, but you could stop it like here and it would still
and
be
you would,
long.
You would understand the song. Yeah, it's still a long song for a pop song.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, times have changed. It's just more of the same, so that's okay. We can wrap that up.
Can you? Is it possible to like widen your sharing screen? By the way,
whoa, that's a big ask, sir. How dare you?
Okay, there we go.
Oh, she did Pretty Girl Rock. Oh, classic. Oh.
I don't know Pretty Girl Rock.
Oh, that's a classic. Let's listen to a little. I mean, honestly, I might do that one on another episode. We'll leave that there. I'm sorry, Miss Carrie Hilson. I don't think
I even know this song.
Well, all right, we'll do a little preview. You know this song? You must know this song.
I don't gotta talk about it, baby. You can see it. But if you won't, I'll be happy to repeat it. My name is Carrie.
You don't remember that? That was everyone.
I don't think I know the song. When did it come out?
That's a middle school banger for sure.
Huh.
2010.
2010, okay.
Yeah. The more you know. It seems like she hasn't made any music since the 2000s, though. She did two albums. And 2009, 2010, stopped making music.
Nice.
So, that's probably why you don't know much about Carrie Hilson.
The Where Is She Now is from 12 years ago.
I guess she's, sounds like she's doing just like some songwriting here and there these days.
She's producing slash directing.
Exactly. Interesting. She wrote songs for Britney Spears, Mary J. Blige, Pussycat Dolls. There you go.
Yeah, I guess she's doing okay.
What more do you need? Well, thoughts? I mean, it's a good track. I think the way you described it as like kind of a grab bag of all things middle school is a good way to describe it. It's got a little bit of something for everyone.
I still kind of stand by that. It's like it's a laid back hype song.
Yeah,
where it feels like she's like hanging out on the beat, mm-hmm. but the beat is like very driving.
Yeah, no, definitely agree. I think it's got sort of a sad hype sort of feel, like, you know, like it's
yeah,
like you've been knocked down but you're getting back up.
But if I was playing the song, I would want to play it like really loudly because I feel like it's that kind of song.
Oh yeah, for sure. Strong agree. It's a great track. I like it. You know, and I think it is a little long, and I think it could use maybe a little more spice. I got a little bored towards the end.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's my complaint. I've got this Zoomer attention span now where I like, if like I have like 2 minutes of interest in a song, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So these long drawn out buildups with multiple choruses and multiple features, it just, it loses me sometimes, which, you know, maybe wasn't the case in middle school, but here we are now.
Who knows how we would have experienced it back then?
It's true. There's no way to tell. If only we could go back in time. That's the ultimate goal of this podcast, is to build a time machine and record an episode with Fox and Isaac from middle school.
Ugh, I don't want to do that.
It would be horrible. It would probably be really bad.
I don't want any recordings of myself on middle school on the internet.
I was talking, my little brother is in middle school right now, and I was talking to him over Christmas because I wanted to see what he's listening to, like 2022 middle school music. And he's like, I don't listen to music.
Oh, nice.
I was like, okay. Like, what? Who doesn't listen to music? I guess he doesn't have, like, a phone yet, so he doesn't really have a way to... He doesn't have an iPod or anything.
Just listen to CDs?
Nope. No, not really. They've got, like, a tablet that they use sometimes, but even that's... Like, they just play Pandora, like, Weird Al Radio, which is not exactly...
Nice.
Which is epic. I mean, fantastic. Don't get me wrong. We love Weird Al Radio, but...
That's what middle schoolers are listening to these days?
Weird Al. He's timeless.
Yeah.
You never go wrong with Weird Al. Well, I would rate this song a 6 out of 10.
I would give it a 7.
All right.
I think I like it. I think if this was a popular song, I would probably rate it a 5. Mm-hmm. But because I can't remember hearing it for like years, it's like fresh in my mind, so I'm rating it higher.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of a new experience. Fair enough. Yeah, and you know, I mean, like we kind of talked about vibes wise, it's like a low key, it's like a revenge song, you know, it's kind of
yeah.
like, you know, I was sad, but I'm not sad anymore. And
that's what you like to see.
We're here for it. All right. Well, thanks, Carrie. Good stuff. The song that I chose is a, another classic.
Home.
Classic track. You know this one?
Coming Home. Oh, Coming Home.
Yeah. Coming Home, you know. It's a Diddy, Dirty Money, Skylar Grey. One of the more, like, kind of epic, sad boy, but also it's sad but upbeat at the same time. It's kind of like,
you're never going to guess this BPM.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. But we can see.
Okay. Let's see. Let's give it a play. Let me just do a little listen and then we'll guess.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
All right.
Tell the
world. All right, so it seems slow.
I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the
okay.
pain of yesterday. I know my
I'd love,
kingdom
like,
away.
I gotta get to the part, you know.
They've forgiven my
yeah.
mistakes. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming.
I'm back where I belong. Yeah, I never felt so strong, and I'm back, I'm feeling like there's nothing I can't try. And if you with me, put your hands high. Put your hands.
Okay.
So it's fast, right?
Yeah. It seems fast. But you said I'm never going to guess it, so maybe it's like double time or something? So it's half as fast?
Maybe I shouldn't have given you a hint then.
Right, because I would guess, like, I mean, if the last one was, what, 150? Like, this is probably, like, at least close to that. Like, I would probably guess, like, 130 or something like that.
Oh.
But.
Okay.
Instead, because of the information you gave me, that it's hard, and because it's so slow to start, I'm going to throw a guess out there. And, you know, if I do half of 130...
Maybe you shouldn't do half.
That's like 65.
Maybe you shouldn't do that.
So, let's round it up. 69, final answer.
So you are almost 100 BPMs off. according to TuneBet, it was 168.
Damn. I was close, though.
Yeah, I don't know if I feel like maybe me telling you that I didn't think you would get it contributed to you not getting it.
It's true.
I don't know if that's paradoxical or not. What are you trying to do?
I'm just going to look up Coming Home, Diddy, Dirty Money, BPM. See, here's one that says 128, and then here's one that says 168, and then here's one that says... All right, well, whatever, man. It's a lot of them are saying 168. It seems like 168 is the right.
Yeah, I mean, the source we use, TuneBet, is the premier source for getting information about pop songs.
Absolutely. Do we have any vibes on this song? Doesn't TuneBet have some more info that we can look into? I'd love to hear more about Coming Home from TuneBet.
Well, it says the energy was 82. The danceability was 35, which is not great. The speechiness was 21. It's honestly kind of low on a lot of these things. Even popularity is 0, which that probably just means it doesn't have any data on it.
Yeah, that's not true. This song has 234 million plays, so.
Yeah.
You know, no big deal, but. All right, well, a little bit of background. I mean, this song is just like... It's another one of those, like, music video in the car type songs, you know? You're listening to it, you look out the window, maybe it's raining, rain's streaming down the window, you're listening to this, you're like, wow, my life is so dramatic.
It is.
We literally just went to Applebee's for dinner, and now I actually am coming home, and I'm listening to Coming Home, and it's like, my life is a movie. A little bit of background. I mean, I looked up a little bit of info about this song. It's actually about... the loss of Biggie, because P. Diddy was pretty close with Biggie Smalls before all that went down. So it's kind of like what do you call a sad ballad? Do you just call it that? Or can a ballad be sad? I don't know. Ballad.
Yeah.
It's like a slow, sad song, but also it's got this like brassy backing that makes it like kind of feel like a hype song as well. It's interesting. I feel like the dichotomy is what makes me really like this song.
That's two sonically dynamic songs we've chosen today.
Very sonically dynamic, both of these tracks. All right, I'm gonna start it from the beginning just so we get the full effect. Let's go back in here. Do you have any thoughts about it? Did you know this? Yeah.
Yeah, I know this song. Yeah, I remember liking it.
Yeah, it's just one of those tracks.
I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away.
And I mean, Skylar Grey, some of the most iconic, you know, vocals from this era as well. I remember I Need a Doctor, Eminem and Dr. Dre with Skylar Grey. Really good stuff.
I didn't know that was her.
Fun fact, the guy who wrote this also wrote Love the Way You Lie, which is kind of a similar sad but upbeat song. It's interesting. It's a good track.
The pain of yesterday, I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming.
I'm back where I belong. Yeah, I never felt so strong, and I'm back, I'm feeling like there's nothing I can't try. And if you with me, put your hands high.
Put your hands high. You haven't lost a life before. Hey, this one's
and if
for
you with me, put your hands high.
Your dreams are filled, you're rocking with the best.
Hey,
I'll be on the
I hear the tears of a clown. I hate that song. I always feel like they're talking to me when it comes on. Come on, another day, another.
I used to think that he was saying, I hate this song. Like this song, and I'm like, dude, you're rapping on this song. Why are you?
It's so
why
emo.
Would you say that?
That's such an emo thing to say.
But he's talking about some other song, Tears of a Clown, I think is what it's called. I don't know.
I was honestly, I don't know if you heard this, but it's like I was really expecting, or it sounded like I should expect Eminem to come in, like right as that intro was ending.
It's an Eminem song. It is, but it's not Eminem, but it's got the big Eminem, like the, you know.
Yeah, this guy doesn't, he doesn't sound angry enough to really, to like, it's, like, based on the intro, I would expect an angrier chorus.
Yeah, for sure.
Dumb. Another Keisha, nice to meet you, get the math, I'm gone. What am I supposed to do when the club lights come on? It's easy to be Puff, but it's harder to be Sean. What if my twins ask me why I ain't married a mom? Damn, how do I respond? What if my son stares with a face like my own and says he wants to be like me when he's grown? Shit, but I ain't finished grown. Another night, the inevitable prolong. Another day, another dawn. Come on. Just tell Keisha and Teresa I'll be better in the mold. Another lie that I carry on. I need to get back to the place I belong.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
Tell the world I'm coming home.
Yeah.
I think it's, for me, it's the contrast of like just the piano in the intro when they're doing the chorus.
Uh-huh.
And then now when it hits after the verse, it's like all everything's here and we've got big Diddy is in there doing his thing. And
yeah,
it's pretty sick. And I was sorry, go
sorry, on. What were you saying? Oh, I was just gonna say
oh my god, I'm sorry. Wait, why don't you go? This is great. Oh my god,
I have so many ideas. His verse was just felt very real, like a real person problem.
Like it's not like hoes and money and like stacking that paper and dealing drugs. It's like, how am I supposed to tell my daughters that I'm not married to their mom? How am I how am I supposed to tell my son that he shouldn't aspire to be like me because I'm kind of a bad person? Like,
yeah,
it's deep, and I don't think it really landed back in the day, but listening to it now, I'm like, damn, P. Diddy, Sean Combs.
Yeah.
Shit's rough. He has so much money, though. Holy shit. Do you know how much money P. Diddy's worth?
I don't.
Would you like to know?
I don't know that info offhand.
It's a lot. $740 million. Like
That is a lot.
He's up there. Like, that's more than I would expect. Because he's got like his own label and his own like liquors, and he's just a businessman. He's making business deals.
Wasn't Jeff Bezos' yacht only $50 million?
I think so.
So he could buy several of those.
Oh yeah.
More than ten.
Man, you see those pictures of Jeff Bezos with his girlfriend?
Yeah.
With like the heart glasses. Did you see that one pic where he's got like the shirt and the glasses?
I might have. The one main one I saw is the where she's talking to Leo.
Oh no, yeah, this was new stuff. This was like New Year's celebration vibes.
Okay, I just saw a meme that's like Jeff Bezos is slowly turning into Pitbull.
He is. He looked a lot like Pitbull in this picture. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Let me see if I can find the Jeff Bezos pic. I got a clicky clackier keyboard, so sorry, listeners.
Some people like that. This is half ASMR podcast.
Jeff Bezos, New Year's photo. Show me the image. Oh, yeah. This is really dynamite stuff. Oh, come on, internet. I don't know who his new girlfriend is, but she scares me.
What? Why?
Her face is just so intense. Okay, I can't pull up the picture. Google's failing me.
Hmm.
These things happen sometimes. I think it's it could be any number of reasons, really. It's hard to tell, but regardless.
I can Google Jeff Bezos New Year's.
It'll pop right up, yeah. You'll see it right
Jeff
away.
Jeff Bezos New Year's. Images. Oh, he looks like a weirdo.
Yeah, doesn't he look so, like, it's the shirt's so tight and the heart glasses and just, it's a mess.
His girlfriend, his, yeah, you're right, her face looks super intense.
She looks like a witch or something.
Yeah, I don't really understand it.
No offense to the witches out there. We love you. Please don't put a hex on the podcast.
Yeah.
That'd be bad news. All right, let's keep listening.
Check this out. A house is not a home. I hate this song. Is a house really a home when your loved ones is gone? And niggas got the nerve to blame you for it. And you know you would've took the bullet if you saw it. But you felt it and still feel it. And money can't make up for it or conceal it. But you deal with it. And you keep ballin'. Ross, I'm lick the playboy and we keep ballin'. Baby, we've been living in sin, cause we've been really in love, but we've been living as friends. Yeah. So you've been a guest in your own home. It's time to make your house your own. Pick up the phone, pick up the phone.
That felt pretty philosophical.
Yeah, I think he's talking about Biggie there, right? Like, okay. Got the nerve to blame you for it. You would have taken the bullet if you could have saw it, type of thing. And it's really sad, man. He loved that guy. Like they were really close friends. And too soon. There's a lot of emotional impact to this track that I love it. It feels like very genuine.
Yeah.
From the heart.
No stopping us now, I love that song. Whenever it comes on, it makes me feel strong. I thought I told you that we won't stop till we back cruising through Harlem. These old blocks is what made me, saved me, drove me crazy, drove me away, then embraced me, forgave me for all of my shortcomings. Welcome to my homecoming. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. A lot of fights, a lot of scars, a lot of bottles, a lot of cars, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. Made it back, lost my dog.
Miss you,
but here I stand, a better man.
Don't stop.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I like that ending.
And just like that, it's over. Boom. You're done.
Yeah. That song ended very extremely gracefully, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree. It's a great song. Like, it's a really good song.
Yeah, that was a good length.
Mm-hmm. It felt like those three verses. I like how he starts each verse talking about the, like, he does, like, I hate this song. I hate this song. I love this song for the last verse.
It's very literary.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice.
It feels a little too deep.
Yeah.
For me, because I would say there are certain parts where he loses me, where I don't necessarily understand what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't to say that's bad to have in a song, but I don't know. In certain types of songs, I don't prefer it.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. I mean, one thing is that I'm pretty sure that this was written by, like, Jay-Z or somebody else. Like, somebody else wrote this song for him. Like, I don't think this is This is ghost written in one way or another, I'm pretty sure, from what I read on Wikipedia during my research phase for this episode, where I skimmed the Wikipedia page for the song that we're talking about.
Exactly.
You know, which is, you gotta do your due diligence, you know, you wanna come informed to the podcast. But it's, I don't know, I think it's always just kind of struck a nerve with me. I think you can really feel the emotion radiating off of it, and that holds true today. I didn't really know about what, like, the whole Biggie getting murdered thing back then. I know a bit more about it now, and it's sad. So that might make me like it even a little bit more, one might say, than back in the day.
That's true. Yeah, I feel like a lot of songs like this, like when you know the backstory, it makes it a lot more interesting.
Yeah, yeah, because it's like you can empathize a bit more with the artists because you know more about kind of where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, I'd give this song like an 8.5. I like it a lot. I think it's a great song. I think you know, I agree that some of the metaphors kind of get lost in the sauce in parts, but overall very good.
I'll differ from you a little bit. I would probably give it a 5. But it's probably just because I'm not as intelligent as you, so I can't understand it.
That's true. You need a pretty high IQ to appreciate a song like
yeah,
this.
Exactly.
No,
yeah.
I like when we disagree. That's good shit. Now people can't accuse us of groupthink.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta be your own person.
Well, we discuss both sides on this podcast.
Yeah, you know, we just, it's not really right or left. It's just about ideas, okay?
It's just about people.
Vibe-wise, this is a coming home vibe, you know? It's like,
this is definitely a personal, whatever vibe it is, it has to be personal. I don't know if I would listen to this with someone else.
Yeah, headphone song.
Yeah, headphone song.
For sure. Like, you got your headphones on and you're like, it's the winter after your first semester of college and you're going to the winter musical at MHS and you like walk through the halls with this song playing on your way to the auditorium.
Did you do that?
No, but hypothetically.
Okay.
No, I didn't do that. Maybe I did. Who knows?
It's fine if you did. It's fine if you went to college and then came back and watched the high school play.
Yeah, I feel like that's a thing you do, right? Like, it's a good excuse to go back. But anyhow, yeah, that's our two tracks for the week. Pretty good stuff. Pretty good content. I think, you know, hopefully we can get this back rolling weekly-ish. We'll see what we can do. I think I have one more episode in the bank that I haven't uploaded yet, so that's...
Got to make a deposit.
Yeah, you know, we've got a couple episodes coming at you soon, and then, you know, we'll probably tune back in from there. But I hope you missed us, and if you didn't miss us, then make sure you ring that bell so that you know that we are back, you know, because maybe you weren't even aware that we had stopped uploading. So definitely take the time, like us, follow us. You can check me and Isaac out on social media. I won't give you our tags, but you could find
thank you.
Isaac does not want me to dox him live on the podcast that 8 people listen to, but anyway, man, feels good to be back, y'all. And until next week, this has been STWLIMSA2GBI 97. Anything you want to add, Isaac?
No, that's good.
Perfect. As usual.
Bye.